Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. One of my favorite movies that I've ever seen is one called American Beauty. And Kevin Spacey plays a role of, I'll say, a very boring, mundane husband and father. He's got a monotonous job that he hates. And one morning he wakes up and he realizes just how boring and mundane his life has actually become. And so he then proceeds to quit his job, buy the muscle car he's always wanted in high school. He leaves his wife and he rids himself of all responsibilities. And so I look at this and I say, you know what? This is the epitome of a midlife crisis. And when we look at why people get into midlife crises, it's because they reach a point where they actually realize that they have more days behind them than they have ahead of them. And now you put yourself in a situation where you start to do an assessment of your life. And at some point during that assessment, you come to the realization that either something's missing or there should be more. And so this is something that a lot of people go through. And I would argue that the reason they go through it is because there is something missing from their life. Right? They should have done more, and they're looking at it and saying, you know what, I got caught on the treadmill too long, and I just haven't done anything. You know, you get on that proverbial hamster wheel, and you just keep running and running and running, just going through the motions, but are you really enjoying what you're doing? And so what we want to talk about this week are ways to prevent that midlife crisis. Breaking up monotony, getting clear about what you want, acting on the things that you want to be doing, and continually doing those things that you want to do. Those are important components of ensuring that you don't end up yourself in a midlife crisis, looking back at your life and saying, why? Why didn't I do all those things that I want to do? Why did I not pursue my passions? Why did I allow myself to live this boring, monotonous life of going through the same thing every day? I should have broken things up. I should have done more things that I wanted to do. Well, it's never too late to start, and that's exactly what we want to talk about this week. So if you know of anybody that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull in the program. And if you're listening but you haven't yet subscribed, please just go to iTunes, hit the subscribe button, and while you're there, if you'd be so kind as to leave a review, that would be very much appreciated. Before we finish, let's take a moment and let's just get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're gonna tackle this concept of monotony in life and how do you break through the monotony. But for today, I just want you to think about the components of a midlife crisis. When we look at getting to a point in life and realizing that you haven't done the things that you truly want to do in life, you haven't accomplished the things, and you haven't tried and really pushed yourself to get where you want to go. Before you get there, let's talk about ways that we can combat that. And let's figure out how we can stay on that path towards getting where you want to go. We'll pick up from there tomorrow.